This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The coronavirus continues its assault on the world. There are at least 134,000 cases in 114 countries. The New York Times is reporting that Australia's Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, has tested positive for COVID-19. Last week, he met with U.S. Attorney General William Barr and Ivanka Trump, the daughter of the U.S. president. The communications secretary for Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, Fabio Weingarten, tested positive days after he and Bolsonaro socialized with President Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate. The White House says Mr. Trump has not been tested, and he said Thursday he is not concerned. The wife of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Sophie, has tested positive. The couple self-isolated Wednesday after Canada's First Lady showed what are called mild symptoms on returning from London. President Trump has been targeted by critics for what they say is his ineffective leadership in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. Prominent among those critics, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. And they've been sharing their ideas for crisis management. The AP's Jackie Quinn has a report.
Former Vice President Joe Biden said he'd be creating global alliances to fight the outbreak and listening to the scientists.
Protecting the health and safety of the American people is the most important job of any president.
Senator Bernie Sanders.
Crisis we face from the coronavirus is on a scale of a major war, and we must act accordingly.
President Trump, meanwhile, says his travel ban has helped save lives.
We'll make the turn. The question is when, and the question is how many people will die. And I don't want people dying.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United States has recorded close to 1,700 coronavirus cases and at least 41 deaths. COVID-19 has affected 47 of the 50 American states, along with the District of Columbia. European stock markets opened in positive territory today, but did not erase the previous session's plunge triggered by the coronavirus. From Washington, this is VOA News. The largest American city has declared a state of emergency over what its mayor calls striking and troubling developments in the coronavirus epidemic. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said there were 95 confirmed cases in the city on Thursday, but said there could be up to 1,000 in a week. Maryland and Ohio are the first American states to shut down all public schools because of the virus. Among the nations emptying their classrooms, France, Ireland, Denmark, Norway, Lithuania, and Slovakia. As much of the United States shuts down because of COVID-19, some of the criticism aimed at President Trump comes from his own party. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports from Capitol Hill.
The stock market tumbling. The U.S. Capitol and Supreme Court closed to visitors. And the president and vice president just days ago standing next to a Brazilian official now confirmed to have coronavirus. Signs of mounting anxiety in the nation's capital, but not in the White House.
We're in great shape.
Democrats saying Trump's tone is at odds with the reality of a mounting death toll and record financial losses on Wall Street.
Trump administration has mounted an opaque and often chaotic response to this outbreak.
Democrats are furious, learning the U.S. has conducted just 11,000 tests for the virus total, the same number as South Korea conducts in one day. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
New Zealand's prime minister says her country has fundamentally changed since the country's deadliest modern-day mass shooting. Jacinda Ardern paid tribute to the Muslim community for the generosity she said it had shown in the wake of the attack, which left 51 people dead.
Not only for the impact that events since that day on March 15 have had on them, their friends, their family and their community, but also the ongoing generosity that the community has shown.
A lone gunman attacked two mosques in the city of Christchurch on March 15th last year. The country soon after banned assault-style weapons. The U.S. general in charge of American forces in Afghanistan says while the United States is not ready to abandon its agreement with the Taliban, he's pessimistic about the deal holding up. General Kenneth McKenzie told Congress that Taliban is only honoring some of their commitments and that the insurgent attacks across Afghanistan continue at an unacceptably high rate. The United States has imposed sanctions on another Russian state-controlled oil company for providing financial help to Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro regime. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, quote, "We call on the international community to join us in applying stronger pressure on Maduro and his corrupt former regime to relinquish its illegitimate hold on power in Venezuela." Gene Randall, VOA News.